com.
BSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Tuesday morning, 508-996-0500. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How are you?
I'd like to bring up a story that's circulating now.
Sure.
Bosa, 49ers, best defensive lineman, was fined by the NFL and Roger Goodell for after a game interview with a sideline reporter. Bosa was with his quarterback there, Brock Purdy, and answering questions. And he had his white hat with gold letters that said, "Make America Great Again." And for that, the NFL is fining him for wearing that hat. And football is as American as apple pie. As a matter of fact, the first football game was in 1869, was Rutgers versus Princeton. So here we go again. Roger Goodell and the NFL punishing those that want America to be in a better place.
I don't think that he was fined because he was wearing a Trump hat. I think he was fined because he was wearing something that was not officially NFL licensed gear. That's a long time rule that the NFL has had, where, you know, like Tom Brady used to, you know, have to pay a fine when he wore his TB12 hat because it was not official licensed gear.
The TB12, yeah, but this is what's being reported. You know, the thing is, let me just say on sports and with Roger Goodell, is with all these games overseas, whether it's in London, England, Frankfurt, Germany, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, and Mexico City, Mexico, they have future plans, the league and Roger Goodell, to have a Super Bowl in Paris. You agree with that? Having this American game overseas,
I think,
where the fans can't even see their team play?
Well, but that's the thing, is there's fans all over the world of these teams now. And so most of the time, you know, fans of a certain team can't get to the Super Bowl if it's in the United States. You know, if the Patriots fans, you know, some of them could make it too. But you and I, you know, the average Patriots fan, we're not getting to Arizona or Las Vegas to see a Super Bowl. You know, we can't afford to make that trip out there. So I think, you know, there's as it becomes a global game, I can understand having games overseas. I think something like the Super Bowl is a hard sell, though, because that is such an important game. It's you know, WWE is going through the same thing. They're going international with so many of their events, and they're getting pressured to do a WrestleMania in London. But they're thinking to themselves, hey, this is a big thing for us in the United States. It's our biggest event of the year. We don't know if we want to, you know, take the risk of bringing it overseas and alienating some of that audience that comes year after year after year.
You know, my other complaint about the NFL, we used to be able to watch more games on TV.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, with Amazon Prime and some of the other going on YouTube and all of that, you know, the average fan, not only are they priced out of the tickets, but now they're going to these other platforms where pretty soon you're only going to watch one game a week. I think the NFL's gotten too big, too greedy. And I like Pete Rozelle, the commissioner, longtime commissioner. I know he's deceased now, but he pretty much expanded the NFL, you know, with the broadcasting rights and the Super Bowl, taking the AFL and the NFL merger. But this guy, Roger Goodell, I think he needs to step aside. I really do. I think that any owners are getting too greedy, where they're putting their fan base, they're really shoving them out the door. You know, I've heard, you know, criticisms where, you know, they're putting more emphasis on corporate suites and up there, the luxury boxes, and the average person can no longer go and, you know, with their family to go watch a live football game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we have a different situation here in New England, because there was a long time wait for people that wanted to get tickets, season tickets. But in a lot of other stadiums, you know, especially if you've got a team that hasn't been good for a long period of time, you know, people are getting season tickets for, you know, $40-$50 a game. So it is affordable depending on where you go. The problem is the more popular a team becomes, the harder it is to get those tickets.
Yeah, and you're talking about, you know, if you're going to get the NFL ticket, from my understanding, you can get it on YouTube, whatever. I don't have social media, so I can't get it. $500, in some cases, more money. Like right now, I heard an advertisement a couple of weekends ago, $200 because the half the season's gone by. But even that, that's kind of pricey, you know, for the average person.
Yeah, I mean, it all depends on how much you want to watch, too. I mean, do you want to watch every single game, or do you want to just be able to watch a couple of games every weekend? You know, that's the difference. I think most you do because of the rise of gambling and because of the rise of fantasy football, you do have people that want to have access to every single game. But I think the average fan just wants to watch, you know, the team that they like and then maybe a couple of other games each weekend.
Yeah, right. You know, FanDuel and DraftKings and BetMGM. I mean, they all kinds of bets. If a kicker's going to miss or how many yards he's going to kick it out from, mm-hmm. If a quarterback's going to throw too many picks. I mean, it's just gotten out of control. It's just complete craziness. You know, the regular fan, I mean, they're just getting booted out by the NFL. But that's my opinion.
All right.
Okay, Tim, take care.
Have a good day. And I don't think you're going to stop the momentum of the NFL or any sports league growing. I don't think, you know, because they have become global entities now. It's not just about being an American sports league anymore. These are international entities. These are global entities. And people in other parts of the world want to see those teams play. You know, that's why you have NFL games in London and in Mexico City and in other places. That's why you have NBA games in Germany and in other places in Europe. And while you have, you know, so much of this television product, because that's what it is, it's something that is a television product. The fans in the stadium are not as important anymore to the vibrancy and vitality of a sports league as the TV rights are. You could have an empty stadium and still have a team because the way that these TV deals are structured and the way that the teams all benefit from them, you know, you could never sell a single ticket and that team might still be viable for a few years before they'd have to pack it up and move somewhere else. Because of the money that they have coming in from these huge deals. And that's what they want. They want to be able to say, we can rely on this television money to keep the league going in case the attendance drops off, in case something happens like what happened in 2020, where you can't have any fans in the stadium. If not for the television deal, who knows what shape the league would have been in. Television deals now, because they signed multiple. And I get it. You know, people who have over-the-air broadcast TV and don't want to get involved in streaming. You know, you get upset because you can't watch the things that you want to watch, but that's the future. And I don't mean to sound like a jerk, but you kind of got to get on board with it or you're going to get left behind. You know, I remember when I started doing the show on Saturday mornings back in 2014. And people would say, well, you know, I don't have a smartphone. I don't have, I don't know how to do. I'm like, listen, I don't know what to tell you then. You know, people complain when we run contests here. How come everything has to be entered through the app? Well, because I don't want to sit here and take people over the phone and say, okay, tell me your address. All right, what's your street address? Okay, what's your phone number? I don't have the time to do that. So if you want to do giveaways, then we have you enter on the app where you put in all that information and I have it already when you enter. The other option is we don't do giveaways because I don't have the time or the manpower to handle it any other way. That's just the nature of progress. I really want to hear your podcasts, but I don't use a smartphone. I don't use a computer. Okay, well, I'm not bringing you a cassette tape. So then I guess you just miss out. just the nature of technology. And as things change, you can adapt or you can get left behind. The people who rode a horse because they didn't want to buy a car eventually got left behind. The people who didn't want to get a telephone eventually got left behind. Or just broke down and got one. And that's just kind of the nature of things. I know it's terrible. But we can't stop progress because a few people don't want to progress. I can tell you, I watched, what was the Patriots game? I forget which game they had on Thursday night. But I watched that game on Amazon Prime. And I was blown away by the presentation. Now, I don't get to watch a lot of the Thursday night games because I'm at the bowling alley and they don't have Amazon Prime there. But I was blown away by the presentation. It was the best looking football game I'd ever seen. And I wouldn't have an issue at all if, you know, more games are presented in that fashion. I do like, you know, watching games on CBS. Don't really love watching games on Fox. I don't know. I don't know why. I've never really liked the Fox presentation of football going all the way back to the 90s. It just feels different. I don't know. It could just also be because for a long time, CBS was AFC and Fox was NFC. And now that they're, you know, getting some from each league on each network, it's all changed. But maybe that's why. But NFC football always felt boring to me. I always found AFC football more exciting. It always had the more exciting quarterbacks when I was growing up. So I don't know. It could just be my own dumb perception of things. But in terms of Boza's fine, it is a violation of Rule 5, Section 4, Article 8 of the NFL rulebook. It says all personal messages need to be approved in advance by the league office, but the rulebook strictly prohibits political messages. So this was something where, you know, it's in the rules, and they would have done it if somebody wore a Kamala Harris hat. But there's all kind. I remember when Tom Brady started wearing his TB12 hats, because it was not an official licensed NFL product, it was an issue. Now, you want to wear a Nike hat? You can do that because Nike has a partnership with the NFL now. If you want to wear a Reebok hat, they're not going to let you. And so, you know, they're just protective in that way, as are most leagues. That's why you've seen, you know, sometimes you see some of the videos of old footage and they'll have things blurted out. You know, like maybe somebody's wearing a Fila logo in a post-game press conference. And, you know, you're watching this like old Allen Iverson footage from, who had the Iverson shoe? I forget. But you're watching this old Allen Iverson footage from 2003 and they blurred out the logos on his clothes. You know, that kind of stuff happens because they have these deals where they've got to be loyal to the brands that they've signed those contracts with. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Yeah, if anybody wants to see every NFL game, you can get them right on YouTube, but it's not very expensive.
Yeah, I thought the price he was citing sounded kind of expensive. Do you know what it is to get it on through YouTube?
I think you get every game of the whole year for like $49.
Now, do you already have to have YouTube TV, or is that just the just the NFL games?
Well, if you wanted to, you could watch it right on your phone, but I don't have YouTube. I have YouTube on my TV, but I don't have the NFL thing. I don't watch it anymore. But I know for a fact that you can get it fairly cheap and see all the games.
All right. Thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
Have a good day. And if you want to call in, 508-996-0500. I'm just taking a look at the – So I'm looking at it here. So NFL Sunday Ticket on YouTube TV. If you want to get NFL Sunday Ticket only, is four payments of $46 a month. So again, I don't know if like the caller said, if that's, yeah, it looks like they took $80 off of that. So what's 184 plus 82? So you're looking at like 250 for the year. But it's also, you know, again, you've got to want to watch every single game. And if you don't want to watch every single game, is it worth it? I mean, I remember when Sunday Ticket came on the cable networks and I had friends who, you know, they might like the 49ers. They might like the Dolphins. And they say, well, I love this because I can watch all of those games. But then they say, well, but I also get a whole bunch of games that I don't want to watch. I wish I could just get the Dolphins games. I wish I could just get the Cowboys games. The way that people consume football has changed. You know, because they have different reasons for why they want to watch it. Are they watching it because they're a fan of a team? Or are they watching it because, you know, they play fantasy football? Or are they watching it, I think, even more so than fantasy football now? And fantasy was a big driver for a lot of this technology that happened. But I think even more so now is the sports betting. Because people will have money riding on a game. They're going to want to see every minute of it if they can. Or they're going to want to be able to at least tune it in if something's happening. When I was covering the Patriots at the Standard Times, we had this this contest that we did where every week all the staff members would pick the games against the spread. We also had our guy, was his name Win Cash or Will Pickham? I don't know. We had a couple of different characters that were like our picks guru, and then the rest of the staff picked against, you know, picked also against the spread, and then we would compete against each other. And I won a couple of times the season prize. Now, had it actually been for real and I had put money on it, I never would have done as well, but because, you know, there was no pressure, I did okay. But there were times when I'm like, you know, trying to beat some other people in just within my Standard Time staff. And I'm like, oh, I wish they could put this game on. Why can't we watch this game? And I'm like going to all the TVs they had in Gillette Stadium in the press box trying to see if they had that game on one of the TVs so I could see what was going on so I could see if I won. And that was just, you know, I think the grand prize was you got to go to dinner somewhere and the paper paid for it. It wasn't anything serious. So I can only imagine what it's like for people when they have actual real money on the game and it matters to them to that level. But you can see a lot of it online on the NFL.com website, on the Fox website, on the CBS website. I mean, they do black it out in certain areas, but you can get access to things, even if it's just the scoring plays or what have you. But the technology is changing because the fans are changing. And they're trying to not only keep up with the times, but the NFL is trying to be innovative. And the NFL is a big reason why these streaming services are now offering live options. If the NFL didn't start putting games on things like Amazon and Peacock and Paramount Plus and all these different ways, then that wouldn't have paved the way for WWE to sign one of the biggest deals in entertainment history with Netflix. To be able to carry Monday Night Raw live starting in January. So this is the changing landscape of how people consume media. People don't buy TVs anymore. That's why when you go into the store for the next couple of weeks, you're going to be able to get 75-inch TVs for $500. Because people don't buy TVs anymore. They're not watching television. Or if they do buy a TV, they're buying it as a big monitor for their streaming services. One of the few television events left happened the other night, the season premiere of Yellowstone. They had it across multiple networks, multiple Viacom networks, all running the same episode at the same time. That's probably the last show that's ever going to happen for. And by the way, considering what went on in that episode, I don't know how much of that viewership is going to drop off now. No spoilers. Unlike the jerk that posted it on Facebook. Although, you know, I expected. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Let me take a break here. We'll be right back. And welcome back in. You know who loves dirty laundry is the crew over at Dash Laundromat. Yes, they do. They love doing laundry over there. When I was there on Sunday, you know, Jason, the owner, was there. He got his up to his elbows in helping out and doing the laundry. And he just likes doing it. And so does the staff there. They'll do it for you. They've got you covered with their pickup and delivery starting at just $25 for up to 25 pounds of laundry. That's only $1 a pound. And that's their picking it up and delivering it. Or you can swing by and drop off your laundry at their convenient lockers. They'll handle the rest. That's right. You just open up your Dash Laundromat app. You go to the lockers. It will unlock the locker for you through the app. You leave the clothes in there. They'll wash, dry, fold it. And you set exactly what you want them to do. You know, what you want them to use and all of that. And then you can come back when it's ready and take it out of the locker whenever it works for you. But if you do your laundry there and use their machines like I did the other day, you get a 25% bonus back on all their washing machines with a deposit of $10 or more. That's more bang for your laundry buck. I can tell you, I went over there and I put $20 in my Speed Queen app to be able to do the laundry. Because for the amount of laundry that I have, you know, when I used to go to a different laundromat, it would cost me about $30. And I said, you know what, I'm going to just put $20 on it and see what that gets me. And I'll probably have to add on more money before the dryer. But then as soon as I put in that $20, I got $5 back. So I ran my two washers full of laundry. And then was able to put it all into the giant dryer they had. I think it was like a 45-pound dryer. Put all the clothes in there and was able to pay for that using the bonus that I got back. So now I was able to do my laundry on a $20 deposit and I still have money left in my account for the next time I go and do the laundry. So I saved money. And it was done. I'm not just lying to you here. I'm not just making this up. I know it's going to sound weird. Trust me on this. I can't believe it either. But the clothes came out better looking than they did when I would wash them before. I know it doesn't make any sense, right? How does that work? How could the clothes look better than they did going in? But they do, because everything at Dash is state of the art. And it was nice, too, by the way, to throw clothes in a dryer and not have to come back after the time was up and say, oh, still wet. I got to run them a little bit longer. No, they were nice and dry and ready to go as soon as it told. And I was able to keep up with it all right on the Dash Laundromat app, on the Speed Queen app, rather. So there's two apps you want to download. The Speed Queen, if you're going to be doing the laundry yourself and you can follow along with it and be able to keep track of it. And know how many minutes are left. And also the Dash app so that you can have them come pick it up for you, or you can drop it off at the locker, or you can drop it off in the store. All of that is completely customizable however you want them to do your laundry. And what I found really interesting about being able to utilize the app to monitor everything, so I screwed up when on one of my washers, I forgot to I didn't close the door correctly. And so normally when I go to the laundromat, if I had done that, I would come back after I thought the time was up. One of my washers would have been done The other washer, I would have had to start from the beginning because I didn't start it correctly and I didn't check to see and make sure it started correctly. But because of the app, I knew within a couple of minutes that it wasn't working and I was able to go back in and fix the door so I didn't end up screwing myself out of time like that. The future of laundry is here, and it is Dash Laundromat. Check them out at One State Road in Dartmouth, and make sure you download the Dash Laundromat and Speed Queen apps from your app store. 508-996-0500. That is my number. Participation Trophy Wife says, I don't think I've heard you play Bon Jovi before. I almost thought they might be your Nickelback. No, I love Bon Jovi. I've played Bon Jovi before, especially Keep the Faith, my favorite Bon Jovi song. But Blaze of Glory is one of my favorite songs of all time, even though that's, you know, John Bon Jovi solo. But no, I've always liked Bon Jovi. I don't like the newer stuff. But, you know, that classic 80s and 90s Bon Jovi, all the way, probably all the way up until, what was the album with It's My Life? Was that Bounce? But right up until there. And in fact, little known fact, I think I might have mentioned it before, I was in the original iteration of Ken Pittman's Bon Jovi cover band, Living on a Bad Name, before it was known as that. It was a fundraiser event for New Bedford School's music program called Rock Me Amadeus, and they were putting together a media band, and they asked me to be part of it, and at the time, I was taking guitar lessons. I was like, oh, sure, I'll do it. I'm not very good, but just cover me up with really good musicians, which they did. And Ken was part of it, and Ken wanted to be the singer. And when we all met up to practice, Ken was like, I want to do these Bon Jovi songs. And we're like, well, all right, that's fine. You're the singer, whatever you can sing. And so we did Living on a Prayer and It's My Life, and he was impressed with Ethan Brosh, the guitar player who was brought in to help us out because, you know, we weren't professionals. And they hit it off. And next thing you know, they're in a Bon Jovi cover band. So I always joke around like, I was one of the original members. But, you know, not when they were serious about actually doing it. And you can see that video on YouTube because we went under the name then, the Karaoke Black Belts. So you can find that on YouTube. And hear that performance. Maybe I'll play that for you coming back from a break. Let's just say they're still finding their way. But we were one of the more popular acts that night, that's for sure. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails, and the WBSM app. Barry has a story today that I think some of you will be excited for. The return of the ground round to Massachusetts. I know there was a ground round over here in the New Bedford, Fairhaven line over here, like the Pope's Island area. I know there was one over there. By the time I started coming to this area, that was already gone. There was one in Dartmouth, I guess, where Brazilian Grill is now. I think I might have gone to that one. But for the most part, you know, my ground round experiences were the one in Braintree near the Randolph line. It was right down the street from my grandparents' house. Where else did we go? Norwood. There's quite a few of them around. And we were big fans of the ground round when I was a kid. Because there was something on the menu for all of us, you know, five kids in the family. It's hard to find something that everybody wants to have. But we loved having the popcorn and watching the movies. They would run the cartoons on the big screen. And of course, my parents loved it because it was kids pay what you weigh. So when you're a little kid, you get to eat for, you know, 75 cents. I was watching some old ground round commercials as I was editing Barry's article. And some of the meals, I was like, I can't believe that's what they charged. Like, we're talking early 80s. There was a scallop plate. That was $3.99. There were steak entrees that were like $4.99. And then they're running a promotion, $1 off. Wow, really? Well, I think when this new Ground Round launches, they're not going to have food that cheap. But hopefully it'll be a lot of the same atmosphere. It's going to be in Shrewsbury. That's the only one they're planning on opening right now, but who knows? If it becomes popular, maybe the chain makes a comeback. And as we are seeing some of these other chain restaurants close up, maybe nostalgia value will help a Ground Round make a bigger comeback. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
So I was going to call in, but then I said, I'm going to call in right now. That was one of my first jobs.
Ground Round?
Yeah, so was. Well, I would say like the first real job as a teenager. I think I was like in 10th grade. And yeah, it was in Hanover. I believe it was in Hanover.
Yeah, there was one in Hanover because we used to go there all the time. So that would have been the closest one to me, I think, when I was growing up in Plymouth.
Yeah, I love that job. I got asked to quit. It was the first time. I was like, what? Because my boyfriend that used to pick me up, he used to work for them in the kitchen, and he was like a pothead. And so he got let go. And then when they saw it was him coming in to get me, told me I had to leave. But I had the job for like at least 8 months. But yeah, I liked that restaurant. The food was decent. I don't know what it would be like today, but.
I'm trying to think of where that was in relation to the mall.
It was up towards the front of the street.
But it was on the mall property?
I think it was, yeah.
For some reason, I was thinking it was across the street from York Steakhouse.
Might have been.
Yeah.
Might have been, you know, I mean, it's been so many years, Tim.
I used to love going to that York Steakhouse, too.
I don't think I ever went into York.
Oh, that was a good one. I mean, we used to go to the one in Brockton a lot, too, at the Westgate Mall because, you know, we'd go to my grandmother's in Randolph every Sunday, and sometimes we'd go there, and it was such a weird place because it was like you were getting your food cafeteria style, but you were having a steak.
Yeah, nope. I never went in one. Not funny. And I would have never remembered that name had you not even talked about it anyway.
Well, you must have gone to Ponderosa before.
Yes.
So York was really just like the same idea as Ponderosa.
Oh, why did they ever go out of business? They always seemed like they were doing great.
I think a lot of those places went out of business because people just didn't want to. They were kind of low end. So, yeah, you got a steak dinner, but it wasn't like the best quality steak. And so I think people were kind of like, hey, if I'm going to have, you know, not as great of a food, I'm going to go to something like Old Country Buffet. So I think those kind of places, they became popular. They forced out the places like Ponderosa. And then, of course, Old Country Buffet went out of business, too. So,
yes, I remember that name, too. Wow. It's funny how you always poke the memory. I love it.
Well, when you had five kids to feed, you found creative ways to feed everybody.
Yeah. Well, same here growing up. There's seven of us in the house, but five siblings. So I never made it over to Ocho's yesterday because, again, I said, no, you know what? I really have no business getting in my car, especially on a holiday. So I stayed in. But today will be about staying on the phone so I can get answers to the health insurance. And I have a feeling I'm going to be on hold for like 5 hours. So I'm planning for the worst. But before I get on the phone, I'm going to go and get something to eat because I won't be able to cook. So I'm going to make sure I have something to eat. Have everything in front of me so I don't miss the call. I mean, you know, miss when they pick up.
Yeah, I don't think you'll be on the phone that long. But, I mean, it probably will be like, you know, 40, 45 minutes.
I don't know. Because I'm sure there's going to be thousands of people to get this letter from the 11th to the 9th. It's only like a couple, you know, it's just so right around the corner.
But think about how many people are thinking the same thing you are. You know, like, oh, there's going to be a lot of people calling today. So there might be a lot of people that are going to wait till tomorrow or the day after. So maybe you sneak it in.
Yeah. Well, anyway, gotta be a big girl and be ready for whatever. So yeah. So I'll just run out and get something to eat. I'm gonna go to that Dash laundromat. I go by it enough, and I see it, and I'm like thinking, you know what? I want to go in there. It sounds like a really nice place.
It really is, and it's very well lit, and there's, you know, big TVs and music playing, and I sat during, while I was waiting for the dryer to finish, you know, while I was drying the clothes, I sat at one of the tables with my computer and did some work because there was free Wi-Fi. I mean, it was a great little experience. I had my coffee and everything, and, you know, the kids on the other end of the laundromat, there were kids that were watching Disney+.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it's a nice spot.
Yeah. Because I get tired of going up and down on my steps. There's only one washer per building and one dryer. The prices are great. I can't complain about that. But it just gets so tiresome going back up and down, up and down.
Hate doing laundry, but I did not mind doing it that day. Although that being said, I'm just going to either drop it off or have them pick it up from now on.
Oh, yeah.
I just got to have better planning on my part.
I love doing laundry. I love folding clothes. My brother used to have me come over all the time to do his laundry.
Not me.
Hello?
Not me. I can't stand doing laundry.
Yeah, no, I love it. I should work in a laundromat. It would be like a dream for me.
Well, love talk to Jason over there. Maybe they need some help.
Yep. All right, so I'm going to let you go.
All right, you have a good day. Good luck with your call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And I'm going to take a break here. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back. I am sitting in the morning, the diner on the corner. I am waiting at the counter for the man to pour the coffee. And he fills it only halfway. And before I even argue, he is looking out the window at somebody coming in. See you, says the man behind the counter to the woman who has come in. She is shaking her umbrella, and I look the other way as they are kissing their hellos, and I'm pretending not to see them, and instead I pour the milk. All right, welcome back in. 508-996-0500. We are going to be joined in a little bit by Stephanie Pickup, and we're also going to be joined by Victoria Grisella. We're going to be talking about the New Year, New Roof giveaway and some differences this year in the way that that program is running than in the past. So we'll have all that for you as well. I've got to take one more break before the end of this hour, so let me get that out of the way. We will be right back. Ballet pitch words are comfort. Cena just hides her eyes. Policeman taps the shades and sell a Chevy 69. How bizarre. How bizarre. And how bizarre might have been what some people were saying after the Patriots got their third win of the season on Sunday. They said, oh, we weren't expecting the Patriots to win. But they did. They beat the Bears. And this week, they'll host the LA Rams. It's another week and another 500 team and another chance for the Patriots to get a victory. So Patriots-Rams, kickoff is at 1 p.m. with pregame on WBSM beginning at 10 a.m. And remember, if you want to hear our regular programming, you can hear that at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. But we'll have the game on 1420 a.m. and 99.5 FM as we have the New England Patriots all season long right here on WBSM. And one other thing I want to point out, too, I mentioned Barry's article about the impending return of Ground Round. They're going to have the Ground Round location in Shrewsbury. But he's also got an article up today, too, with the announcement of the opening date of the Festival of Lights at La Salette Shrine. So if you are someone who likes to go there and experience all those lights that they have each and every year, then that is going to be happening. Well, I could tell you when the opening date is, or I could tell you to go to Barry's article and read it at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, right? All right, I will tell you. It's going to start nightly beginning on Friday, November 23rd, and it'll run through January 1st. But you've got to read Barry's article to find out about all the great things they have planned with this year's display. So again, you can read about that at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app and get more information there, as well as links to get all the information like directions, because I probably have gone to La Salette a dozen times in my life, and every time it's been a different way. And I can't remember any of it. It's like the one place I could never get back to, no matter how many times I've gone. I definitely need the GPS for that. And there's been times that we've been, you know, waiting in line to get in, waiting in traffic. And then we say to somebody, oh, yeah, it took like an hour. Why didn't you go this way? Wait, what? There's another way? So that's why you want to check out that story, and you can get the directions from it as well. So we are going to take a break coming up from the news. When we come back on the other side, we're going to be talking about the New Year, New Roof giveaway, because as I mentioned earlier, there are people who desperately need this but can't afford it. And so we're going to talk about this program and how it can help you or maybe somebody that you know. And of course, we're not going to let Victoria leave either without promoting the upcoming Hunger Heroes food drop as well. So we'll talk about all that. And of course, we'll take your calls, 508-996-0500. And if you hear this and there's information that you...
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.